mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into hour number two of this 21st day of June 2005, this Tuesday edition. Paul Joseph Watson, who joins us every couple of weeks, is on with us for the next two consecutive hours. I want to go right to your calls, though, for those that have been holding patiently. And then, Paul, what is the news today that's near and dear to your heart? What are the points that you want to be bringing up in this next hour?
I want to bring up a new development with the Silverstein and the World Trade Center 7 building, and talk about Downing Street memo and this classic bait-and-switch maneuver which the establishment media have pulled again.
Is Silverstein, as I've heard, I haven't seen the article, is he now responding?
He has responded. That's the story. We can go over it.
All right, let's do that after the break. Let's go to Larry in... Larry, where are you calling us from? Lori.
Hi.
Where are you calling from? San Diego?
San Diego.
Sorry, Lori.
What are you sorry about?
For calling you, Larry.
Oh, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Well, listen, first of all, I want to say you're an American hero.
Well, thank you.
You are truly an American hero. Alex, I used to be a first call driver here in San Diego. I don't know if you know what that is, but what I did was pick up all the dead bodies in town, all the traffic accidents and suicides and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And back in 2000, I think it was 2002, early 2002, it could have been late 2001, there was a crematorium in Murrieta, that's real close to Riverside, California, that the guy who owned the place got busted for selling body parts illegally. Did you know about that?
I don't remember that particular case, but every few months we see an article along those lines. I mean, have you heard about, just type in hospitals caught selling organs?
Well, apparently if you sign the papers to, you know, say let them take your ligaments or one thing or another, but not anything else, they take what they want.
Hey, I know this. The hospitals have been caught taking organs when the person said, I don't want my organs taken.
Right. Well, I mean, but this place, yeah, I think it was called Pacifica Crematorium, they got caught, you know, taking all kinds of organs. They found legs and heads and arms and organs and whatever scattered around the place. And the guy got busted.
Those must have been in use for university studies because they're only good for organ transplantation.
Right.
They're taken within minutes.
Well, before I stopped working, I had called the news stations because I thought it was important that people knew, because a lot of the mortuaries were sending the bodies up there to have them cremated. And I thought that, you know, people needed to know. And the news media, I called all the different stations, and nobody wanted to deal with it because they kept saying, oh, well, they're PA cases instead of just private cases. But the article from the press said that it was not only PA cases, but it was private cases also. And really, who cares?
Well, regardless, the caller earlier was bringing up reports I have seen where the big medical associations are now wanting to take your organs regardless.
Mm-hmm.
There's no choice. Well, thank you for the call, Lori. Good to hear from you. Paul, comments to what she was saying?
Well, yeah, it's the same case in this country. They use emotional blackmail to make people carry around these donor cards, which say, you know, in the event of your death, would you like to help someone else? And then...
Have you seen the Monty Python meaning a light skit, where they go, would you like to give your organs? As soon as she signs the card, they kill her?
Well, it's not far off the truth. I mean, we've got a socialized health system.
The good old NHS. Remember how sweet they are to her, and then she signs it, they go, all right! Have you seen that?
No, but I mean, it's
pretty funny. Pretty scary. All right, we'll stay there, Paul. We'll come back and get into Larry Silverstein and some of the news. We'll go to Mike and John and others. We'll be right back after this quick break. You don't want to miss it. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later today in 3 or 4 hours, Paul Watson, who's put out a report on Lord Limbaugh promoting torture, who's put out a report this week, of course, on how they're trying to discredit the Downing Street memo, and who's now going to be putting out a report on a Silverstein response. Larry Silverstein, of course, the owner, years before, of Building 7. And then a few months before 9/11, he bought the entire complex and took out a $3.2 billion insurance policy. He's now collected $7 billion, calling it two separate events. Just amazing. And he even wants more money than that. And I've called his office many times. The press has called it. Jimmy Walters, the heir of the Walters home building, spent over $2 million in ads in New York alone, asking Larry Silverstein about Building 7, going, well, you said this, would you like to respond, you know, showing the building collapsing. And I've done several national talk shows, not just my own, hundreds of times mentioning and playing clips, but been on Coast to Coast AM, talked about it, been on New York talk shows, talked about it. But we're told now, through our sources, that we're getting all the names of these people, but Simon Aronowitz, who's a colleague of Paul's over in England, talked directly to the reporter who did talk to Silverstein, but decided not to include this, so you're hearing it here first. Of course, David Shaler, the MI5 agent, was talking about it yesterday because he has the same source, Aronowitz. Paul, give us the scoop now, and then we'll see the report this afternoon as you double and triple source it, but and I want you to call that New York office, too, as soon as possible. But give us the latest development. Again, Silverstein, folks, is the one that said, we gave the order to pull Building 7. Now, regardless of him saying pull it, and that being the demolition term, we have people in the same documentary saying pull it means demolition from the New York demolition crews. Regardless of all of that, we know the building was demolished. Nothing hit it. It caught fire, small fires, perfectly imploded, central column blown first. But, Paul, tell us about this new development.
Well, that's basically it. I mean, you had the former MI5 agent, David Chalon, who agreed across the board that the evidence shows clear government involvement in 9/11. He also talked about, you know, the Israelis blowing up their own embassy, which I had wrote about in Order Out of Chaos. And he mentioned the fact that Silverstein did, in fact, respond to the question surrounding his comments on PBS, which piqued my interest to looking into what the actual source of it was, because Shaler wasn't too sure of the source of where he got that. And, yeah, we can confirm that it was actually a New York Post writer who was kind of writing a whitewash article about 9/11, who asked Silverstein about the pullet issue, and those comments were made to her that he had meant something different when he said pull it. But in all her, you know, establishment journalistic wisdom, she didn't think the comments merited a mention in her article, so it was never published. And that comes from someone who directly spoke to her.
Anna Ranowitz has given us a lot of good info in the past. You're saying he specifically talked to her?
That's what the journalist says, yeah. So, I mean, the question is, if Silverstein didn't mean to demolish the building, then what did he mean? You know, it's obvious that the kid's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and he's trying to make up excuses. We've played the clip probably hundreds of times now where the demolition team is talking about demolishing the buildings after 9/11. They use the term pull it as demolition. We know for a fact that although the building had been evacuated, there was still Secret Service personnel in the building who died when it collapsed, so they weren't told to evacuate. And then, of course, the biggest reason of all, the building collapsed exactly like a controlled demolition. It wasn't even hit by a plane. So the fact that Silverstein hasn't made the effort to make this justification, this excuse in the wider media, and was only, you know, willing to comment on it when pushed, tells us that he's not comfortable in being questioned on it. In the face of what now must be hundreds of people calling his office asking about it, and it's all over the internet. I mean, it's type
Larry. Well, I mean, Coast to Coast is on WABC, and I've been on there twice now going, Mr. Silverstein, please answer the question. I mean, before we went with that article, remember when we first discovered this, it was on a small Patriot website and didn't get any traction. We posted it, and then it got picked up. So that shows how listeners and activists out there helped dig this up. And, you know, notice this stuff hidden in plain view because it aired on national TV, but it took like a year after it aired for us to even notice it. I said, hold off on writing anything. I got to call Silverstein's office. So for 2 days, I called over and over again. And just no comment. No comment. No comment. And you know, I want to get this reporter on. We'll be disclosing their name here in the next day, but her name. But I find it very suspicious that the reporter would ask the question, but then it wouldn't be included. I got a sneaking suspicion that's an editorial decision that was made.
Well, it's New York Post is a Murdoch paper. I'm sure there is tight editorial control on a comment, you know, of that magnitude. So it's perfectly reasonable that it would have been intentionally removed.
So to be clear, you talked to Aranowitz and you're emailing with him right now. You're getting all the data. He said he talked to her and she said this.
That's what he told me earlier today, yeah, and we'll get the name later on.
His info is always checked out. He's doing a lot of good journalistic work, so he's the guy that got Shaler to go public here on the show. So,
All right.
Well, we'll follow this as it. I'd love to get Silverstein on. We'd like to hear his side of things.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because they're all acting like cornered animals. It's going to be interesting, you know, what moves they make next. Because they've shifted explanations on why the towers collapsed 3 different times. So I'm just waiting for the day when they hold their hands up and say, you're right, you know, the buildings were demolished by controlled demolitions.
Well, Al-Qaeda, I'm looking for them, and I've been saying this for a couple of years. They're going to finally claim Al-Qaeda did it.
Exactly.
And we heard this with Peter Lance, the former Nightline executive and lawyer who I was arguing with Thursday night. And he said, well, we knew a top Al-Qaeda guy had been in the building. You know, like somebody with a satchel can, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, they'll drag out some tortured Muslim to admit to it all. And, if you know, if they get that desperate, it's all over for them. You talked about yesterday the level of planning and detail it takes to wire one building, never mind three or four, and have them collapse in such a symmetrical fashion. But if they go that far, then it's pure stupidity on their part. But, you know.
Well, yeah, they're in a catch-22. They either can't respond, and then we keep destroying them, or they respond, and we destroy them.
Well, they're under such a relentless assault from all sides on 9/11. In general, they might start making bigger and bigger mistakes. So it could happen.
You know, do you think Silverstein was just told it's national security and maybe wasn't conscious or wasn't involved? Maybe that, I mean, because that type of slip-up where he just calmly goes, well, we made the decision to pull it so it didn't, you know, hurt anything else, and we made the decision and gave the order and watched it come down. I mean, you know, that type of just cavalier statement, that interview was done just months after and then, you know, aired about a year after 9/11. Maybe he isn't bad. I mean, maybe they told him that. I mean, we know they told AP reporters, get back, we're going to pull it. Maybe.
Well, you made the point in martial law that the only buildings that collapsed were ones owned by him, and then we had the, what was it, $7 billion insurance payout after. So, follow the money, and it's highly implausible that he wouldn't have knowledge of that. I mean, Giuliani was in Building 7 before he evacuated it, right before the towers collapsed, the South Tower, and he told ABC's Peter Jennings, we were told the tower was about to collapse, and we got out of the building. He was in Building 7 at the time.
And so we have that clip on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and the WTC. Just type Alex Jones, WTC7, into a search engine, and you'll get links to it. We've got to make that more of a prominent link, Paul.
Well, and then there's the you know, you've got all the chaos going on in Ground Zero. The justification that they would pull a building, demolish a building, to try and calm the chaos doesn't make sense. That's a total contradiction. So, I mean, it needs to be explored more in more depth, but the fact that he's still reticent to make a public response speaks volumes.
Well, I think that for people who haven't been to New York and haven't seen it, they've now rebuilt Building 7. But literally, this 47-story building is like 20-something feet and then 40-something feet. I measured it. It's like 20 feet from this other 15-story building that wasn't even damaged. I mean, there are these huge buildings right up next to it. It falls, and they don't even get hurt, Paul. It's ridiculous. But Tower 1 and 2 fall. Some of the smoke hits Building 7. Nothing. It's not even in the official debris field, folks. And then fires start in it, and then it magically collapses. I mean, how obvious does this get? You got to be there to see it, though.
Well, you talked about it yesterday. We've been on the controlled demolition website. They've got dozens and dozens of videos of controlled demolitions of buildings, exactly the same as World Trade Center towers and Building 7, exactly the same type of implosion. But, I mean, they might come out and say Al-Qaeda did it. How they're going to justify that, we don't know. We do know that there were numerous power downs in the World Trade Center before the attack, where certain floors were evacuated and government officials, personnel went in there to fix the problems.
Well, yeah, there were like three-day weekends that where it was totally closed with men with guns guarding it. No big deal, though, Paul. They were just in there helping.
And it's true that they removed the bomb dogs before the attack as well. So, I mean, that obviously points to who did it. But they may claim Al-Qaeda did it. How are they going to?
And then somebody's on the radio from Building 7 telling everybody to stay at their post in Tower 1 and 2. Everything's fine. There's smoke coming out of the, you know, everything's fine. Stay at your post.
But, you know, they told us 19 hijackers, 6 or 7 of which are still alive, and said they were still alive 2 days after the attack, carried out the attack. So if they can tell us that and get away with it, then who knows? I mean, Mohammed Atta's father has been out in the media once immediately after 9/11 and once again last year saying that his son's still alive. He talks to me on the phone regularly.
Well, Paul, I'll tell you what happened. Al-Qaeda was in control of Building 7, and they told the people to stay at their desk. And that earthquake that happened in California last week, that was Al-Qaeda too. And if I stub my toe, Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. I want to go to Mike and Jim and many others that are patiently holding. And then we'll get back into just a whole bunch of other news items with Paul Watson. Let's talk to Jason first in Iowa. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
A couple things I wanted to talk about. Dutch Lindbergh. That was kind of funny. I was listening to him yesterday, and he just spouts on about this stuff. And he needs what I figure can fix
you,
that.
You're on a cordless phone, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Cordless phones are just horrible. It's just I can barely understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try to talk right into your receiver,
okay,
sir.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Just talk right into that little...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The fix for that, I think, would be sending him to Guantanamo Bay, being how it's such a... Or for his little drug thing. Just send him there. That'll fix that problem.
I think I was thinking he ought to broadcast from a cage with all the mosquitoes from a swamp somewhere.
There you go.
For a week, you know, he probably thinks it's so great.
And another thing I'd like to talk about or ask you about, Bohemian Grove. That should be happening right now, should it not be?
July 15th to July
3rd. July, that's right. Okay, so we got another month or so, right?
Yes, our Christian conservative leaders will be worshiping Satan in about 25 days.
Yeah, are you going to... I mean, will there be any notice of when it's taken place?
You know, I'm glad you reminded me of this. There may be some developments this year with the Grove. That's all I can say. But we will be covering it.
Okay, I got a song I might put up on your site. It's using some of your stuff on that. I'll put up on... I've seen a little area you can go to. And
Email Paul.
Oh, email Paul?
Yeah, it says email webmaster at Prison Planet.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thanks for the call. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air with Paul Watson. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Alex and Paul, excellent show. I have a couple of follow-up questions. Last week you had interviewed Ted Pike and Jack McLam about this Law Enforcement Enhancement Act, H.R. 2662.
Yeah, the thought crime law.
Yes, exactly. Now, a year or so ago, they had one that was in the Senate. It was S-966, and that had been revealed that a lot of that was written by the ADL.
Oh, it's admitted, yeah.
Yes, was H.R. 2662 written?
Yeah, same group that wants the Ten Commandments taken out of everything.
Okay.
Why do we put up with this?
Because we're lemmings. See, a couple other things you had touched on, there was something that you had mentioned about registering people that belong to hate groups, like sex offenders.
That was the ADL, that was in L.A. Weekly, the ADL and the sheriff of L.A. County, who's about as dirty as they come, openly saying, if you are even anti-open border, we need to go ahead and arrest you, bring you into custody, interrogate you, and number you, and put you in a public database without being convicted. And that's in the legislature. Paul, comment on it.
Yeah, I believe that was Lee Barker down there in L.A. Everything's a hate crime. I mean, Limbaugh now says that a Downing Street memo talking about it might be a hate crime because Ray McGovern, in the hearing they had last Thursday, mentioned the fact that one of the reasons behind the war in Iraq was to protect the interests of Israel. So criticizing the state of Israel is a hate crime, anti-Semitic.
But half the Israelis are against... the policies of Sharon, I guess they're anti-Semitic too?
Well, yeah, we have the photos of the Orthodox Jews who go out and protest in New York on regular occasions. Thousands of them never get covered in the media.
Well, they're probably Al-Qaeda too.
Yeah, that's for sure. You mentioned something here also. Was there something about the ADL that suggested a jail time if you criticize Israel?
That would be in this new hate crime bill.
Oh, that's in...
This already happened in Massachusetts. If you don't want your three-year-old, because it's going to be in preschool now, being taught Heather has two mommies, you will be arrested and serve years in prison.
Okay, and all these things
are... Sir, I'm not joking, by the way. That's true.
No, I fully believe you. These things are all linked on your website?
We posted them last week, yeah.
Okay. And there was also, you said with that interview with Ted Pike about Philadelphia, about some people had been arrested in praying on a street corner and given 47 years?
That got international attention. No, they were facing 47 years. It was the White House advising them to the U.S. attorney, very Christian conservative White House, and all they done was pray. Luckily, they videoed all of it at an outfest. And again, folks, regardless of where you are on this issue, the point is they have a right to do that. And they were facing 47 years as terrorists.
Huh.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I did not.
That got international attention, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, Paul, we have those articles posted too, don't we?
Yeah, repentamerica.com is the organization that's behind that. So everything's on there as well.
Yeah, 47 years. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight. With the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you could fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio. Because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a 1-year meal program that can feed an entire family of 4 for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Last Friday, I did a good job of taking calls. We took about 50 calls in 3 hours and still covered a lot of news. I'm not going to take that many, but I'll take about 20 more before the broadcast ends. So we'll keep the callers down about a minute, minute and a half, and let Paul comment on it. So we got some other news. I'm going to take 5 more calls here in a second, and then we're going to get back into news for the rest of the hour and come back and take about 15 calls in the third hour. But coming up this Thursday, Marshall Law sold out last week. I didn't know this. They'd given me the small theater because they had so many new releases coming out, only the 130-seat theater. So it sold out really quick. So one more showing, and then that's it. Next Monday, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, beautiful theater, South Lamar, great food, everything. Ice cream, you name it, though I'm not eating that. I'm on a diet. And it's just a lot of fun. It'll be the last time I show Martial Law for a long period of time. And so go to InfoWars.com, link through to the Alamo Draft House website, drafthouse.com, and go right through and get your tickets there online. Or if you live in Austin or you have friends or family that do and you're planning to come into town, just drive by South Lamar. They'll sell you the tickets right now at the door, put them in your wallet or purse, and have them for next Monday. And the tickets are going quick. Next Monday, last chance to see Martial Law coming up at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. What is Martial Law? Well, out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. from the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into their own prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. 3 hours, literally a mini-series. 3 hours long with the extras. 2.5 hours in the main section of the film itself that we'll be showing next week. Please get the film. Please make copies. It's having a huge effect. I put my life on the line to tell the truth. It is the most hardcore video when it comes to political truth you'll ever see. And we've got the reviews pouring in from activists, filmmakers, talk show hosts, without us even requesting a review, saying that. It is my best work yet, and it's available through Infowars.com via the safe, secure shopping cart. Go to our book and video store on the website. Look at all the different films and books we carry. All the discounts, as much as 75% off, and some of these discounts we're offering on books and videos and different packages. Or call toll-free, and they can answer all your questions. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.tv. My weekly TV reports, my TV show's pretty good. It's one best of Austin, the Reader's Poll. All of my films, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, our best audio interviews, all there, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, which is 19 cents if you get a monthly subscription, 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription, basically 3 months free. We're now in our 15th month of having prisonplanet.tv, so it just gets bigger and better, and a bunch of new features coming up in the next month. But believe me, just go ahead and get in on prisonplanet.tv, and that makes it possible so I can pay my 3 webmasters, pay for my 4 servers. Literally, it's very expensive, folks, and we like Paul and others to be able to... Well, Paul has actually made enough money now where he doesn't live in a gangland government housing. He wasn't himself living in government housing, but he was living in the area with it, and the burning cars outside his house at night. Paul was actually able, because I gave him a raise, thanks to you supporting us, to move out of... well, Paul, I hate to bring this up. Are you mad at me? I'm just trying to give folks an idea of why it's important to support us. Paul?
No, I mean, that's exactly the case. It wasn't exactly the lap of luxury. I mean, I was happy to do it, obviously, because I mean, this, as you say, it doesn't even seem like work to me. It's just what I'd be doing anyway. So I'm grateful for it, and I'm grateful to the PrisonPlanet.tv members, you know, for them keep throwing coal in the fire so we can continue and expand.
Well, absolutely, but, I mean, I got tired of hearing you talk about the burning cars. we got areas like that here, too, brother. But seriously, you know, despite the fact that the economy is in the dumps, as you know, our audience roughly doubles every year, the last 4 years in a row. Frankly, sales have not been as good as they were just a year ago because the economy's in trouble. But that didn't stop me from giving all of my employees, I got 4 employees, a raise a month ago or 2 months ago because the dollar's been devalued. That was another thing, Paul, the devaluation of the dollar, 40%, and you being paid in dollars, that wasn't very fun, was it?
Well, no, because the dollar to the pound used to be about 70 pence. Now it's about 50 pence, 55 pence, so that's a big difference. Yeah, I mean, it's something we have to deal with.
Well, they're talking about the dollar rebounding, which I hope it does, but it's rebounded, what, from being down 43%, now it's down 41% since 1998?
To me, it's just a matter of pence as to what it is now to what it was a year ago, 2 years ago, so there's no way it's rebounded at all.
Well, they tell us it has. I mean, it makes me very angry. The little bit of money I got in the bank for my children's college education, if they choose to go to college, is literally going to be worth nothing. I mean, it's paltry. But again, folks, that's why it's so important we put out the best info. We work the hardest. I mean, Paul, a lot of nights, you get up about 10 in the morning usually, and you work till about 2 or 3 at night?
That's usually the case, yeah, burning the midnight oil.
I remember 3 years ago when I first hired you, because I noticed you were, you just had great precision in cutting through propaganda and forecasting. I mean, it's not that you're a clone. What the New World Order does is they hire people that agree with them, that have their own vision. It's just a similar vision, that see things the way they see them. Well, it's not even a thing of control. Well, same thing with Paul. I thought, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. I want to hire Paul Watson. When I hired Paul, he was literally living on beans. So seriously, folks, you're really helping us. And if we do get more support, I'll get a bigger office so I can get maybe another employee. Right now, we're back-to-back in my tiny, not even like 800 square foot office. We will get a bigger office. We will get a storefront on South Lamar instead of a mailbox on South Lamar. There is so much we'll do, but our overhead is gargantuan. A $10,000 a month shortwave bill, because we do that as a world service. We don't make any money off of it, frankly. It's mainly an international audience, but we do it because of the letters we get from Malaysia and Africa and Germany and Russia and Japan. We do it because of the letters we get from Antarctica. Paul, where do you get emails from?
I get emails from all over the world, Sweden, all the European countries, even China occasionally, if they ever get through. In the light of Microsoft removing the words freedom from their products in China. So it's amazing that it is an outreach, and it's very successful that we can reach out to the whole world with this.
Absolutely. And again, folks, we need your support. Almost all the capital that comes in goes into the fight. I mean, a very small portion stays with Alex Jones so I can buy a new pair of shoes or whatever. We are here. I mean, you hear me on your local radio stations on at 2 in the morning as a guest, and then you hear me the next day on my own show. Paul is the same way, so we deserve your support, and we need it. So a triple, and how do you support us? Just get the videos. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, I want to get these calls out of the way, but what's some of the other news you want to get into?
The Downing Street memo. The neocons have responded. Wait till you hear Rush Limbaugh's comments on it and how the establishment media have taken the opportunity to spin it now that these hoax allegations have arisen.
And you were ahead of that yesterday. Now they're just now getting their talking points.
They're ramping up on it, yeah. Rush Limbaugh mentioned it for the first time on his show late yesterday. So they're really jumping on the bandwagon now.
All right, we'll talk about those tactics quickly. Let's go to the calls. Tim in Florida, then Anton, David, and many others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Tim.
Hi, Alex. It's nice to have you and Paul on the line.
Thank you.
I know that you talk about, when nobody calls in and disagrees with you on other radio shows and everything. And then I noticed that you were talking about, your kids going to college and all that kind of stuff. But what I really want to know is, I've heard you say a bunch of times that within the next 10 years, that, everyone, the 80% of us are going to be dead. So how can you plan for the future if you think that the future is completely, just there is no future?
Well, I think you're actually taking a little, you're actually warping or spinning more than just a bit with what you just said.
No.
I'm not.
I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I've heard it. I love you. I'm a big fan. I'm just saying that. You have to bring some positivity to some people's lives. I know that we're in some serious times, but I think a lot of people that are on the fringe, and there's a lot of people that listen to you that are just pretty close to over the edge. That if they listen to your show every day, they might just go way over the edge. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, let me just respond to what you said, please. Tim. Look. I mean, how do I? Number one, I have not said 80% of us are all going to be dead in 10 years. What I have said is that within 10 years, the control grid will fully be in place, and that if we don't expose who's behind the terror, and if we don't fight the national ID cards, and if we don't fight and defeat the EU and the free trade area of the Americas, that then they'll have the straitjacket in place to start carrying out massive biological attacks to herd us further into compact control grid cities. They're saying they're going to do this. And then they will start the population reduction of 80% over the next 25 to 30 years. Now, Paul, we've written articles. We're on record. I want the straight scoop. Is what I said not what I've said?
That's exactly right. Prince Philip, people like that have said, we want an 80% population reduction.
Ted Turner.
Personally, I'm confident. I believe we've been given that stay of execution because of the backlash against this movement. But as you said, if we do take our eye off the ball, that's what they want. That's what they'll ram through.
Yeah, you know something? This is important, Jim. I get these calls and emails all the time. Well, Alex, you must be the most paranoid person on earth. A paranoid person hides out in their house. A paranoid person isn't out at public events, isn't sneaking into elite encampments, isn't going into the Republican National Convention, isn't being arrested by police at protest. I am upbeat. I'm saying we're winning. I mean, you just said I'm not being upbeat, but then I say everybody I talk to is waking up and we're winning. We're having an effect, sir. We're in the fight. But we got to admit to ourselves just how bad this is. I didn't say they're going to kill 80% of us. I said that's their plan, and they will do it if we let them.
No, I mean, I've heard it. I've heard the cage is dropping. There's plans to eliminate 80% of us in
yes.
the next 10 years.
Yes.
In the next decade. What I'm saying is, think about, like, 1993, because I've been in this just about as long as you. Think about the 90s coming up to 2000.
I remember in the 90s. They're going to put transponders in your cars. They're going to put thumb scanners in. They're
right.
going to get rid of the borders. They're going to have millions of illegal aliens. It's all happened, brother.
No, I mean, but then there's people like Anthony Hilder that say, listen, by the year 2000, we're all going to be slaves, and then you got people that are kind of crazy that move out in the woods.
Yeah, sir,
and,
sir,
you know what
sir,
I mean?
I can't be responsible for what Anthony Hilder said. Anthony Hilder, and thanks for the call, Jim. I got to be fair to the other callers. Back in the 1960s, mid and late 1960s, this guy was putting out records called the Illuminati. This guy literally wrote the book on the New World Order. I may not agree with some of the... He was reading their documents where they said 30 years ago, by 2000, we've got to have the three unions. This is all published. By 2000, we want to have our population reductions. Kissinger said that in 1973. We have his document saying sterilize half your women to the third world countries. They're 5 years behind. And the more they get behind, we talk about this every day, sir. Paul?
It's a barometer of our success that they are behind. I mean, it's a game of brinksmanship. People get downbeat about how it's such a leviathan and we can't have any effect, any influence. We are having an influence. We're pushing them back day by day, which is why we've had such a rash of these whistleblowers coming out and backing us up and saying the same thing. And then you'll have someone like Lee Hamilton go on C-SPAN, get absolutely bombarded by the callers with real questions about 9/11. That's progress. I mean, that should make us all... you know, re-up our efforts to continue in the fight because...
You know, Paul, I think the gist of what the caller was saying is this is too scary, you're turning people off, you know, you're going too far. Folks, I was on the air 10 years ago telling you they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines, telling you the mercury's brain damaging the children. Now it's all over the news, Congress is saying it, and now you're an evil liberal if you say it. Well, no, the Bill Clintons of the world are pushing it. You know, I talked about how they openly were selling AIDS blood. Tens of thousands died. I mean, I'm sorry they're so ruthless. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to be honest. People want to know what's in my heart and guts. I normally have this intense courage, this intense just blind devotion to fighting the New World Order. Just I don't think about myself. But every once in a while, I'll wake up in a cold sweat, you know, when I wasn't consciously guarding against fear, and just get up sweating, go, my gosh, I'm actually fighting pure tyranny. These people are psychotic killers, and I get a chill, and then God just comforts me. Literally, as the Bible says, his comforter comes. But, folks, I mean, you know what? It isn't going to go away if you just rationalize and make excuses. Okay? I mean, this weekend, I was awake, and the fear hit me, and it was just it was powerful. And I just said, man, this is incredible. But... you know what? We've just got to get over it, folks. I'm sorry. Look, we know what we're talking about, Paul.
Is this the old cancer analogy? If your doctor knows you have cancer, would you want him to tell you? Or would you just want to live in blind ignorance?
That's right. We've got cancer as a society. Our souls have cancer. And, I mean, Paul, do you ever get seized by fear?
Well, yeah, all the time. I mean, it happened yesterday when you were talking to David Ray Griffin. Just the overwhelming evidence of 9/11 being an inside job. Sometimes those rationalizations do try and, you know, creep in, and it is fear to think, well, maybe they weren't behind it, and then you're face-to-face with the evidence, and it's clear they were, and you have to confront it. And your own subconscious sometimes tells you not to, because of that self-defense mechanism, but it's there in your face, and you've got to face it.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm more afraid of them getting what they want. You know, and we've been so conditioned, Paul. I mean, increment. I mean, look, everything we said 10 years ago that was going to happen happened. I'm on record. And I mean, now they're doing it all in front of us, and people are still trying to deny. Oh man, that's what I'm afraid of. I just, folks, it's not even really fear. It's like nausea. It's like being around a bunch of rotten meat or rotten garbage. You just want to get out of there. I don't want to admit this is true, but folks, it is. Paul?
Well, I mean, when I first heard Alex Jones, the very first radio show I heard was Alex Jones talking about how they were going to use terrorism to enact their plans, a police state and a global empire. That was June, July 2001. We all know what happened 2 months later. So that told me that Alex Jones was fairly accurate in what he was saying and the warnings he was putting out.
You know, I'm not worried about myself. It's just the little ones. We owe it to the little ones to defend them.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul, we need, I said this months ago and I know you've been busy, but we need to create a population control reduction area and get the Kissinger documents, get the Prince Philip documents. I mean, go to the library. Don't just have the quotes. We need to get If I Was an Animal and get his 89 book and scan the pages in. That's why when I get a bigger office, I'll be able to have interns and volunteers and folks who want to do stuff like that. Or you can just do it and fax it to us, email it to us, the scans. and get all these different vaccine foundations' own quotes about eugenics and really show that history to people that don't get it. I mean, we posted all those articles, but they're all over the sites. I mean, the globalists are in control because they are the social architects. They're into controlling society. And, I mean, this is what they talk about. This is what they do. This is what eugenics and bioethics is. And, you know, the sick thing is every time we have a victory and we're holding them back, people then go, oh, well, you know, look, the EU's having trouble now. Look what he did. I said, yeah, let's fight it. We've educated people, and they're still trying to ram it through. I mean, you know, oh, the national ID card didn't exist. Well, now they passed it. We lost that one. Now we're fighting at the state level. Look, we don't give up, folks. We're like, to use an analogy, we're like a bunch of piranhas. The New World Order is a big fat hog that just walked into our water. And we can stand around and go, I can't eat that whole hog. It's too big. But all of us together, we can end this hog's day. Piranha attack. Just stop worrying about the consequences or what's going to happen or are you going to win or is it too big? Anybody will tell you in military strategy for the ground pounders, don't worry about that. Just hit them. If you've got the initiative and the moral authority, you're not going to lose. You can be outnumbered 10 to 1, folks. If you've got the initiative and the moral authority, you cannot be defeated. All right. They don't have the moral authority. They're a bunch of inbred, greedy people. They're a bunch of scared people. They're a bunch of control freaks. And they got a bunch of brainwashed, hyped-up minions serving them. And all they got to do is wake those minions up. They abuse their minions even more than they abuse us. Their minions are being deprogrammed so fast they can't even make them quick enough. You know, I'm walking point here, folks. The least you can do is stop sucking your thumbs and get involved in the fight. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Anton in Texas. Anton, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Fine.
Great. Man, the last caller was looking for an upside to, you know, our battle on the New World Order, and I think the fact that it was 10 years ago that Anthony Hilder said that, you know, we would all be slaves, and we've fought that off, and I think that is an upside to look at.
Well, we have lost a lot of our freedoms. You know, they're trying to kick us all the way down the hole, and we're like on a ledge 50 feet down hanging on.
Exactly, and we just need to push harder and faster. The one question I had was about Moloch. And a lot of the people listening now won't know exactly what we're talking about. The Frost Building downtown really resembles an owl. And I wanted to know if you knew any kind of connection.
It has two gigantic owl eyes. I mean,
totally. And you can see it from everywhere in town. It's like Big Brother, you know, staring right at you. And I was wondering if you knew if any of the architects were, you know, Bohemian Grovers or anything like that.
I know that the architect was asked at the grand opening if it was supposed to be an owl. And he said, yeah, it looks like one, doesn't it? But, I mean, let me just finish. All the biggest buildings are always bank buildings. We've had major professors on. It's been all over the AP, all over Canadian papers that they build big buildings as religious monuments. It's Masonic. Paul Watson, tell him about it.
Well, yeah, that was heavily featured in that show you did for Sky One, Conspiracies, where that footage is there, where you go downtown and show them the building. And as you mentioned, it's totems of power. They like to have a physical example of their power in a kind of nebulous world. So they like to have a symbol, something that it stands for.
Yeah, I mean, an analogy in popular culture is the Chronicles of Riddick, you know, where they drop their big, their big figurehead on the planets they've conquered. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.